WTOP News Time, 5:22.
President Obama's anti-gun violence plan is out. He's taking 23 separate actions using his presidential powers, but the president says it's up to Congress to make real and lasting difference by imposing new gun restrictions.
Ask them what's more important, doing whatever it takes to get a A grade from the gun lobby that funds their campaigns, or giving parents some peace of mind when they drop their child off for first grade.
Joining us now to talk more about it, Rachel Smolkin, Deputy Managing Editor for Politico. Good to have you back, Rachel.
Good to be here. Thank you.
So lots of stuff in what the president is saying today, and his proposals include universal background checks and bans on military-style assault rifles. But give us an idea of the difficulty the president might have in getting some of this stuff passed.
This is going to be a very tough fight on Capitol Hill, and the question will be how much political capital the president really wants to spend on the gun issue. The executive actions he can take, the 23 you were talking about, are for very limited measures, like authorizing the CDC to do research on gun violence. The bigger measures, the ban on the military-style assault weapons and the 10-round limit for magazines, those are things that Congress would need to pass. And so far, not only is it unclear that those could ever pass Congress, it's not clear that they would even come up for a vote. House Speaker John Boehner has not said that he will bring these to the floor. He has no real incentive to do so. And even in the Senate, which is controlled by Democrats, it seems more likely that these will come up in a piecemeal fashion. The most likely one to pass would be the universal background checks that President Obama is pushing. That seems to have some support. It's not clear that a ban on assault weapons would ever come up, even in the Senate, for a vote.
So NRA lobbyists are getting back into the swing of things, certainly back in the saddle. The NRA is starting to really push back as well. How big of a fight is this going to be? How persuasive will the NRA try to be?
This is going to be a huge fight for the NRA, and they came out today very aggressively with an ad that really hit at the president's daughters and said he was having better protection for his daughters than for the American people. White House Press Secretary Jay Carney lost no time in condemning that ad, called it repugnant and cowardly, and said most Americans agree that a president's children should not be used as pawns in a political fight. So pushing back very hard against it, and it will be interesting to see if there is backlash against that ad that the NRA is running.